Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us now on the air is Tegan Noach. What an incredible young lady this is. Students at Red Hill, and one of the students in the top five who wrote the International Baccalaureate at Red Hill High School and was placed, wait for it, in the top 5% in the world. Tegan, a very good afternoon to you and congratulations.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me.
So Tegan, the question of course everybody's wanting to know, how did you do it? Is it study, or do you have a balanced lifestyle, or do you just sit there with the books?
Personally, I could never just study. I found that if I dedicated all my time to just working, my marks were actually worse than if I balanced it out. I made it a priority of mine throughout high school to balance my time between studying and between sport and social activities. I also found that for me, the most important thing was just listening in class and paying attention in class. And the amount of effort I put in after school was actually a lot less than I think some of my classmates did, because I put in the effort during the hours of the day instead.
Well, Tegan, I can tell you this. It's one hell of an achievement. It's something to be really proud of. We're all very proud, of course, whenever we hear something like this. And it just shows that South Africa has an incredible level of education depending on the courses and the schooling methods and methodology that are followed. And also on the air with us now is Mr. Joseph Gerassi, who is the executive head at Red Hill School. Joseph, you must be ecstatic about Tegan's achievements.
Thanks for having us on. Tegan, I haven't managed to catch up with you. So once again, from the school to you, a huge, huge congratulations. But there is a personal connection and makes me even more proud, that Tegan was not only our top performer, but, you know, within the top 1 or 2% internationally, is that in the beginning of my teaching career, I taught her father, Ryan Noach. So, you know, I started my career teaching her dad, and now I managed to have Tegan at our school as well. So really proud all round.
Tegan, that's amazing. How do you feel that your dad was taught by the same person that took you under his wing?
I find it very funny. I have to say, I didn't mention in the previous question that I think a large part of why I did so well was owed completely to Rachel and my teachers. And I'm very grateful for all the help they gave me. And I definitely would not have been able to do it without Mr. Gerassi and my IB coordinator and every single one of my teachers. So I'm very grateful to Rachel.
Joseph, help us to understand a little bit more about the IB program.
Well, the IB, the reason Rachel took on the IB is because we felt that, you know, we were doing exceptionally well within the South African context. But we did feel that we needed to become more internationally minded. And while wanting to have this international framework around us, we are very, very much rooted in South Africa. And I was a little bit tired of, you know, having people always giving us examples of what's happening overseas in Europe, in Sweden, in Finland. And I wanted to be the first school to be able to say, okay, we have now an international curriculum, which means, you know, we will be able to compare ourselves to international world standards, and hopefully people will start talking about, you know, an international school in Africa that competes really, really well with the rest of the world. That would be able to show that not only do South African teachers measure up to the best teachers in the world, but so do our students. And so the International Baccalaureate is very, very internationally minded. It goes into a lot more depth than most curricula, specifically in the sciences and mathematics. I've got a student from last year who's overseas in America now, and her response was that friends of hers, you know, they get to first year university, they struggle a little bit, she's flying through it because the work that they cover specifically in the sciences and mathematics is at a first, second year university level.
Wow, it really is a phenomenal program. Tegan, did you start this program at the outset of high school, or is it a program that you went into a little bit later?
IB starts at the beginning of grade 11. You do normal IEB matric up until then. It was a big decision for me to do it, as I actually moved schools in grade 11. And I remember my meeting with Mr. Gerassi, asking him if he thinks it's the right curriculum to do for me and if he thinks I'll make it. And that is one of the main reasons I actually decided to do IB. And I'm so grateful that I was encouraged to do it by him.
So Joseph, is this program parallel to other programs? Is it a choice? Does Radial offer more than just the one program? Does it still have the other programs that we more au fait with?
Absolutely. So we run a dual curriculum. This is something that a lot of overseas schools do as well. They'll run the curriculum of their country, and then they'll also run a curriculum, an international curriculum. So we do both. So our students, when they come into the senior part of the school, into grade 10 now, they have the opportunity of doing the pre-IB. We call it the pre-IB, which allows students the opportunity to test out whether they like the IB program. And those who don't want to test it out, they do the IEB program, which is the South African Independent Exam. And then going into grade 11 with a lot of, you know, hard work within the grade 10 year, a lot of connecting with parents. We have a full-time career counselor. Our educational psychologist works with the students so that by the time they get to the end of grade 10, both parents and students have an idea of whether they would like to do the international baccalaureate or they want to do the independent board exam, the South African one. You know, and as I said, it's not that one is necessarily better than the other. It's different courses for different horses. You know, some kids are looking to go into international universities. The IB definitely gives them a leg up there. But many of our kids who do the IB stay in South Africa. They go to South African universities. They do extremely well. And the same with the IB. We have certain kids that go overseas with the IEB and get into top universities and do really well.
Joseph Dressy, congratulations to Red Hill for this achievement. Tegan, in closing, we've got a minute. What are your plans for the future?
I'm very grateful that my achievement in IB has opened so many doors for me. I'm planning on starting at either Stellenbosch or UCT with actuarial science. And then I'll either stay, or I have gotten into a few universities in the UK. So maybe I'll end up transferring in the middle of the year.
Congratulations from all of us. That was Tegan Noach, who ended up in the top 5% in the world for the IB program. And also joining us was Joseph Gerassi, the executive head at Red Hill High School. I love these feel-good stories, and it's always great to see what our kids are capable of in South Africa.